Hi, everyone. Right now you're listening to some new voices here at KSKQ 89.5 FM Ashland and 94.1 Medford. This is A Laugh on Us, a humorous slant on navigating life as a mature woman these days. I'm Barbara Klein. I write and administer the website blog agingwithpizzazz.com. And with me is Nancy Gilmore, interpreter in French and Italian, and actor in theater, television, and voice. Formerly from L.A., she now lives in Southern Oregon. So think Seinfeld as you join me in listening to some of Nancy's observations that obviously come with age and wisdom. Now, that shouldn't put too much pressure on you, Nancy.
Yeah, not a bit, Barbara. So, I just moved to wonderful Ashland in the Rogue River Valley last year, and really, I could not be happier. And yet, I'm actually here to speak of those ridiculous things that sometimes continue to make me unhappy. And one of these is the expression, muffin top. Yes, muffin top. This was never widely used, even 10 years ago, but the 21st century has indeed given us yet another derogatory expression about women's bodies. And don't even try to tell me that muffin top is not gender specific. Since when has any ugly word about fat not been used 90% of the time for women's bodies? And Barbara, what ticks me off even more? I've just gained some weight around my stomach and now have a muffin top. Yes.
So I've lost a little of my zeal, I think, for my next order of muffins for a couple reasons here. But nice to know, Nancy.
And more weird stuff. Unremitting stupidity. Oh, yeah. My fave. Okay, I'll admit it right now. If I had a favorite exercise at the gym, it would probably be judging. Now, this example I'm going to give is small in the grand scheme of things, but at 17, it was my first major exposure to just how stupid adults could be. So, it's high school senior year. And we take vocational preference tests. They used to call them Cooter preference tests, actually. Multiple choice things, you know, with questions like, oh, which would you rather do? Go to the library, attend a flower show, or explore a place you don't know? Tough test, right? So when my guidance counselor, Basil Battaglia, even his name sounded dumb, tells me I'll have to retake the test because you must have misunderstood some of the questions, dear. In my superior teenage way, I'm thinking, yeah, Basil, they were really too tough for someone like me in advanced placement classes. Yeah, I bet you never got into an AP class in all of your high school years. However, instead, I resort to servile. What do you mean, Mr. Battaglia? Well, you scored in the 97th percentile for seeks unstable situations. I mean, really. Oh, my God. Some part of me sang inside when I heard that. I knew it was spot on in the proof. The proof is that many years later, I dumped a career as a diplomat, believe it or not, at 38 to move to Hollywood to become an actor, and never regretted it for one second. It's not just that he was wrong. He was stupid. Retake a multiple choice preference test because it doesn't come out the way some idiot thinks it should? I've obviously got to stop thinking, how stupid can you be? Too many people are taking it as a challenge.
Absolutely, but I thought we weren't going to talk about politics.
Oh, well, that's true. Okay, and here's one final consideration no one ever talks about. Gray pubic hair. Whoever admits to that, right? Oh, God, I remember even the first stragglers were enough to summon the image of death in black cloak materializing through my bedroom door, breathing hard upon me a la Darth Vader. henceforth, your pubes will go gray. And in case you're wondering, yes, I have plucked out a random silver messenger or two from down below. But how many gray hairs constitute critical mass when they're not on your head? Maybe that's the question, Barbara.
I don't think I want to touch that question. but thanks for the image. This has been A Taste of a Laugh on Us with Barbara Klein and Nancy Gilmore. And you have been listening to us on KSAQ FM, broadcasting at 89.5 megahertz from Ashland and 94.1 megahertz from Medford, Oregon. And in dedication to Donald Trump and certain Hollywood producers, we're going out with a good roar that all women of a certain age will remember, thanks to Helen Redding. And I hope I hear my friends from the League of Women Voters singing along.
Yeah!
Okay, here we go, folks.
Numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger.